to another exciting episode of Video Game Bang.
Video Game Bang.
Your weekly source for all things video game. Featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. It's when the issue gets real.
People get shot during the day.
And Aaron Carter.
Buy the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong. The guy that delivers vending machine items in my job. He can play the Rhino.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
What is going on, everybody? The Real David Webb here for Video Game Bang, and this is it. Day 3 of E3. That's hard to say. I almost tripped up over that. We are going to talk about the sights, the sounds, the smells of the last day of E3. But first, I have to introduce my compadres. We have...
I'm here. I'm Corey. I'm tired. That's why I was like, Webb, just do everything. It's too much. I'm done. So I will answer questions if I am asked, but I'm going emo again today.
Yay, emo Corey's back. Yay. And we also have...
Hi, it's Ivy Doomkitty. Unbeknownst to everyone, Corey is in the middle of getting his toes massaged by like this really, really tiny man. It's just weird. It's so weird. Perks. But we also have surprise little guest here.
And surprise guest.
Yeah, little guest.
First time guest.
Little guest. We have my sister.
Hi. Wait, stop pulling.
Do you guys know how to use mics? Yeah. this is not your first time, Ivy.
It's not. I'm sorry. They can't hear you.
Yeah, Amy's with us. She's awesome. She's been great. She actually got a chance to check out a little bit of E3 today for a little while. But yeah, it was great. I'm glad to have you on here, baby girl.
I'm glad to be on here. Here, give me the mic.
Yeah, let's have Amy hold the mic. So day 3, we all got a late start today. Some of us later than others.
Why did you guys get a late start?
Doing things. So last night when we got back, so we recorded the show. We were really proactive about recording the show. We did it like 5 o'clock yesterday. It was really good. And so we're like, all right, we have the show recorded. We're going to go to parties now and we have to worry about doing the show and then going back out. So we went to one party, came back, went to go drop stuff off, and we didn't have access to our room. So security held onto our bags for us, and we said we'll be back no later than 2 a.m.
You're glossing over so many great parts of the story.
I'm glossing over for it to protect the people.
One of the better parts of that whole thing is...
Did you have like an insane like bender with Thrustmasters?
No. What was great was, first of all, ain't no party like a Logitech party, because a Logitech party gives away webcams. That was pretty awesome.
So you're mean to tell me that they gave away a webcam to you that you'll be gifting to me because I'm so awesome?
It's the same webcam you already have. What do you need two for?
Because I want more. You can never have enough.
She wants a shot of the back of her head.
I was going to say, you know who uses two different webcam angles?
Who?
Nazis.
Yep.
Nazis use two different webcam angles. But we wanted to put our stuff away.
I did not see that coming.
It's a noble request. You don't want to carry your stuff to all the parties. And Nairo, Smash 4 Grand Champion, swell guy, love him to death. He comes and meets me because he needs to put his stuff in the room as well before he goes to a concert. And so he meets me, grabbed the key. I'm like, all right, man, there's like this little lockbox thing. Put it in that lockbox, put it on the door so we can go put our stuff back. We go start heading back to the room, and someone said, I think it was David. David was like, I don't think it's going to be there. I don't think the key's going to be there. I was like, what are you talking about? It's Nairo. This is Nairobi. He's the best. He would never do this to us. We get up there, no key. The key's nowhere to be found. Turns out like there was like legit problems. The little box thing, they couldn't get to work, and they were like going to be late for the concert. So, you know, it ended up being fine. And then we were telling the story to someone later, and when you say it out loud all together, you're like, what is life?
Yeah. When we said it out loud, it was we couldn't get into our room because Nairo t- took the key to go to a Kingdom Hearts concert, and we were locked out of our room. Yeah. Like,
and like we were just like, it was such first world problems, because we're like at a party of people who are, you know, huge gamers. They know who he is, and we're all bent out of shape. We're like, yeah, fuck. Yeah, Nairo locked us out of our room so we can go to a Kingdom Hearts concert. It's just like, whether you say it out loud, you're like, this is so, life is beautiful. if that's your problem in life, that, you know, is amazing grand champion took your key to go watch a video game concert. Amazing.
I guess you have worse problems.
You could have way worse problems.
Yeah, there could be.
No, he was super apologetic. He came back. They let us in, and it was awesome. So, I got, like, messages from him saying, I'm sorry, dude. I was like, dude, this is E3, baby. This is what we do.
But, yeah, so needless to say, we had to edit the podcast this morning, and that's why. And then Corey had to work. Yeah. So that's why we were late.
Yeah.
You had to work? Is that the story you're sticking to? Mm-hmm. Are you sure? Yeah. All right, if you say so.
So I got there around noon, and I got to play Sonic Mania, which was the new Sonic game that's coming out that's very much like the old school 2D, looks just like that.
Yeah.
But they brought back some old maps, they brought some new maps into it. It's a lot of fun. It feels just like the old game. Like, you would never know that you're playing this brand new game. After that, I played Warhammer Total War, which is an RTS that I'm not super fond of that genre, just because I can't get into it, because there's not enough action. Like, there's a lot of like click, wait for them to get there, click, wait for them to get there. But it was cool. It was pretty good. And then after that is you guys all got there, and we got to play the game that we were waiting for. Well, Corey and I were waiting for since it was announced. And that's Destiny 2. And we got to play it on the PC, which made Corey very happy. Shout out to The Proud Show, by the way. Local Sacramento gaming, not gaming podcast, but just Sacramento podcast. They just talk about Sacramento and the culture and things to do around there. And Aaron from the show, which another Aaron. So now we know three Aarons. Another Aaron got us into the NVIDIA booth, which was awesome.
We should number them. Aaron 1, 2, and 3.
So who's...
Old Aaron.
Old Aaron.
Newer Aaron. Newest Aaron.
Old, newer, newest.
Yeah.
That's not confusing.
Newest Aaron. Newestest.
Corey, what did you think about Destiny 2?
Yeah, definitely shout out to Aaron and the Sacramento podcast. We had a good conversation with those guys. Yeah. That was super, like, enlightening. We're like-minded in where we're heading, like, and our love for the city. That's why, like, everything me and Ivy do here, I'm like, L.A. just totally sucks.
Do not freaking beg on my city. L.A.'s badass.
No, it is just ass.
Oh, that's had a rough
right, it might
too.
Smell like ass.
Yeah, no, so this is what happens. In Sacramento, this is how life works. You have a credit card. Go to a restaurant, maybe. Maybe you leave it on the table or something. You know, you're had a few too many, potentially, or you didn't, and you just were, forgot.
So you're saying you had a few too many drinks?
No, this is that. No, you were with me. It was Yard House. I only had one beer.
Oh, this is at Yard House.
Yeah, and I just kind of spaced, and I didn't grab my card. In Sacramento, what happens is, and you find a loose credit card, you walk it up to an employee or someone behind a counter, preferably wearing a tie. And then you tell that person, look what I found, sir. It's not mine, but I would hate for someone else to find this. And, you know, maybe we could track down the proper owner. That's Sacramento for you. LA,
all the time.
LA, it's people just look at that and it's called free money. And so I woke up this morning with one of those text messages that says, here's your last three bank statements. Do these look right to you? And it was like $200 at Ralph's. $200 at Target, and then $200 at Ralph's again. So this person was just going back and forth.
They
probably
was hungry.
Maybe. And then, like, parking meters. Like, there's, like, 75 cents at a parking meter, 25 cents at a parking meter. So
maybe
I think
they were throwing a party, and, you know.
That's what
they
it
wanted
seems
to
like.
Be generous.
Maybe they were
They found the card. They're like, hey, it's free money. You know what? I'm not going to keep it to myself. I'm going to share the wealth. I'm going to be a good Samaritan and share the wealth with everybody else. Here, let me pay for all of your parking meters that are about to expire.
You know what? Now that you say that, if I ever hit the goals of what I assumed to be rich and I'm just walking down the street, I think I would do that. I'll just pay for everyone's parking. There's extra 15 minutes for you, sir. Anyways, yeah, I needless to say, I did not go spend $800 at Ralph's and Target last night. But Bank of America coming through with the legitness, with the greatest of ease. They were like, all right, we'll put a little fraud claim in there, and you're taken care of. But that was like...
I wish it was as easy for me to do that. Mine's a business account, so I can't just call and put a fraud claim in. There's a paper that I have to print out, fill out, then take it to my branch office where they then fax it, then they submit, open up a claim, and then it takes like 48 hours before anything even starts.
You
gotta
get that B of A.
No, I have Bank of America. It's just because it's a business account,
you gotta
it
talk
operates
to the guys
very
I know.
Differently.
No, it's not it different. Sucks. You just got to talk to my boy.
Your boy?
Yeah, talk to my boy. Carl.
He did you a solid?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, my boy Carl, it B of A. He takes care of me. Mm-hmm. But Destiny. Destiny, too.
Let's
go to Destiny. Let's talk about games.
Yeah, let's not talk about... I think everything I've talked about has had nothing to do with games. So, no. Destiny 2, you know, Ivy got a free thing. You know, that was cool.
Yeah, shout out.
I'm not tilted about it.
Shout out to the awesome dude that did that. Sweet.
I don't know why we got like put in the loser category. Like they brought in some influencers. I think he's a streamer named like Little Bunny Fufu or something. I can't remember. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Nope.
He's a big streamer. I've seen him on things before.
Really?
So, yeah.
Little Bunny Fufu? I think you just made that up.
I know. I'm pretty sure his name is something close to Little Bunny Fufu. Or a little funny boo-boo or something like that. I can't remember. You guys probably know who he is. If he knows, like, don't tag him because it's probably he'll be disrespected. But, you know, there are some namers in there. And they were on our badge. We start analyzing them. They give us a little NVIDIA wristband. And it says no capture. We're like, what the hell does that mean? Like, that doesn't sound promising. We get in there. And it basically means everyone who plays Destiny got to record themselves playing with a capture card, and they get to take it home and use it for like promotional stuff or media.
Which is pretty awesome.
Yeah, for them.
Yep.
But when you're a no capture, he was like, nah, don't worry. I got special seats for you guys. And he puts us off in the corner away from Funny Bunny Hoo Hoo. And we don't get to record our gameplay, and we don't get the 64 gigabyte flash drive in the shape of a 1080 graphics card. I'm going to continue
but you know
the trend.
What, though? You know what, though? Appreciate the fact that we were able to play the game, though.
It's true. At this like E3, you can't take shit for granted.
Yeah, like, appreciate that mess because, hey, you know, like we did on the first day at EA, you know, we were able to play Battlefront ahead of everybody else.
Yeah, the first day was,
you know,
we
did
good.
A lot of really cool stuff.
Yeah.
And
I know,
freaking Destiny, I've always been anti-Destiny.
For no reason.
It just seemed lame.
How did it seem? It's
I don't know.
Right,
like someone
like
told
the
me
game.
The story, and I was like, "Am not."
Okay, well,
no.
First of
it's
all, they told
I
you
said
the story.
It was boo-boo.
That's the problem. It's the story was bad.
Yeah, maybe it was influence from Amy.
That's probably, and she's never played the game either. So
I've played the game.
Oh yeah, you played it for like 5 minutes and attacked like
I've
a giant, didn't you?
For much longer than 5 minutes, and I'm just not really big on MMOs.
But it's not. It's okay. Like Corey said earlier, it's barely an MMO.
Can we talk about the funniest story I've ever heard?
No, if definitely had the feel of Halo.
I'm sorry. I'm going to cut us off one more time because we're talking about Amy, and I completely forgot this was a thing that existed. But
we're deviating again?
We're going to deviate into some deviancy that your sister does in GTA. your sister has some habits.
No.
You can... Apparently in GTA,
you know what? That's fine. We can do that, and then we'll do another episode where we're gonna like treat her like a guest and
This is so informal.
Right.
So
I think everyone will be very interested in learning more.
I forgot in GTA 5, you can like go through and like see odd statistics, like how many hookers you've run over and things like that. Yeah, you can see exactly like
how many people you've killed. Yeah,
yeah, everything is in there. Yeah,
in detail.
And Ivy was looking through Amy's stats and noticed a very large number that caught her eye because the number was so large. And it was the amount of money spent on lap dances.
I had too much money and I needed to spend it.
You could have bought guns. You could have bought vehicles. And you could buy an airplane. And you can only spend it like at a dollar at a time on those prostitutes.
To support these independent women.
They're independent business owners.
Yeah.
And it was for missions, right? You had to do, you were doing missions and you needed intel.
I was respecting women.
Feminism.
You put young Scarlett through college three times over. Jesus.
She's gone to Ivy League. She's at Brown University. On your dime.
I just thought that was one of the funniest stories I've ever heard. Because if you see Amy, if you're on Ivy's social media channels, Amy pops in there. You're like Ivy's, well, you're obviously sisters, but you're like her handler. So you do a lot of work for Ivy, and you're so sweet, and you're small, and you're dainty, and so nice and cute.
Oh, don't ever piss her off, though. She's terrifying.
Well, and she's got a problem with prostitutes. More importantly.
They're not prostitutes. They're exotic dancers.
Women of the night.
God. They're only prostitutes when they're on the corner, but when they're dancing.
They're entertainers.
They're adult entertainers.
Okay. Well, now that people listening know more about you, they're not deceived anymore. Let's go back to Destiny.
This look, she's like, you don't know me.
Don't know my life.
This look of innocence, it's just a facade.
That's all it is.
It's not a facade. For the darkness within, that lies within. The evil within.
Jesus.
The evil within. I cannot wait for the second game of that, by the way.
Did they announce that?
Yeah, that's coming out this year.
I missed so many announcements. So hopefully, all the stuff you've heard, like, you know, oh, you're at E3, you got to know everything. No, that's not how E3 works. The people watching at home know way more than the people at the convention.
That is true.
Yeah, Amy knows a hell of a lot more than I think all of us combined in this room.
She does. Right, she taught me like a bunch of stuff when we were at dinner before this. So I was like, really? They announced that? I had no idea because you can't tell with all these normies, you know, blocking up the lines. But Destiny 2. What everyone wants to know.
It's awesome. They turned me. Destiny turned me. You know, I was like monogamous, you know, completely for Halo 2 and, you know, or for Halo in general, you know, like I love Halo. I love this. I love that. And they kept comparing Destiny to freaking Halo. And they're like, no, just play it. You know, try everything once. Okay. All right. Sure. I'll try this game. Holy crap. Yeah, I like it. So, yeah, I swing both ways. Halo, Destiny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that. It's all Bungie. It's all Bungie, baby.
It's good stuff. It's awesome.
It's all Bungie, baby.
Yeah.
I love it. Like, I seriously love it. And, you know, I'm excited to actually own Destiny.
How did you feel, though, mouse and keyboard? Like, would you prefer, like, if you get the game, are you going controller?
I will definitely get it on console. I think with PC, I just really need to get the hang of it again. It's been so long that I've been, since I played PC that I just, it's like a learned motor function, you know? I just need to get used to it again, but I'd absolutely be open for playing on PC again.
With all due respect, NVIDIA, and I do mean with all due respect, get some better peripherals at your station. We were using, I don't even know, I won't slam brands or whatever, but the particular brands that they were using for their keyboard and their mouse were just pure bantha poodoo. Like, I could not lower the sensitivity to...
Oh, the sensitivity was ridiculously high.
Yeah, like, you just flick your wrist a little bit, and you did, like, 2 360s. It was ridiculous. Yeah. And I didn't like the mapping, necessarily, of the buttons either, which, beauty of PC is you could change that easily. So first thing I'm going to do is make it Overwatch settings because I will buy it on the PC. Their monitors look dope, though. Like, so we actually got to experience the game in full 4K, full frames, everything. So it looked beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
It was smooth.
It was clean.
I didn't see one little tiny tear on the screen. The shooting was super crisp. Had the mechanics of the peripherals been better, it would have been even nicer. So I think... as a game, it's solid. But that's never been an issue with Destiny because I thought that was the strength of Destiny 1. Like, it was my issues have nothing to do with the gameplay mechanics or even the even how it's a little repetitive, you know, with the character classes. In fact, the new like class of people we were fighting were just like brutes. Did you notice that?
They were just like brutes, but they had some. Well, they were the Cabal, and but there were new ones. Like they didn't just reskin what we've already seen. Like there were ones that came at you with dual blades, and that was tricky because they dodged. they dodged really well, so it was like, oh crap! I actually have to have some skill to hit these guys. And then you had guys that had flamethrowers strapped to their backs, so. It is kind of like the others in that we are fighting a known enemy, but they're different.
I just thought it was cool. I mean, I'm not familiar with any of the characters, you know, or from the previous game because I never played the previous game. But it seemed very easy for me, if anything. You know, like just killing and all that. It was like super easy. I really like the special ability that the character had, though. I thought that was really cool because he like... you know, has this like fiery sword thing and it just slices through everything. I thought that was pretty badass.
Yeah, they started us off. So basically a quick rundown of what we actually played was a single player. So like basically through like the first mission, which takes place at the main tower of Destiny 1, but it's all like being destroyed and stuff. I thought the demo would have been infinitely better had they let us run through the demo as a squad. Like, I was so ready and expecting us to be able to go in there. Since it was, like, specifically groups of four, I was like, oh, sweet, maybe we could run through a level as a team and we could hear each other and communicate. Because that's the best part of Destiny. No one play. If you are out there and you're playing Destiny for single player, God bless you. Like, you're special. Because you're playing it for the friendship, you're playing it for the, you know, the camaraderie-ship, all that stuff. So, I don't know. It's definitely day one
by camaraderie?
No, camaraderie-ship.
Camaraderie. Stop making up words that don't exist.
Irregardless.
I swear to God, I'm going to shove that microphone somewhere.
Day one buy for you, Ivy?
This one, it's thinner.
How did what?
Day one buy for you, Destiny? You going to buy it day one?
Yeah, I'll get it. I'll get that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think for sure. AC Origins I'll pick up. But even though I haven't played it, but I saw the gameplay. It looked amazing.
The gameplay looked good. I have some beefs about that. We talked about it on the other podcast. But just some things that are illogical to me. Heat-seeking arrows.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I don't think they had those in Ancient Egyptian times. Eagles that could zoom in. I don't think they had those in Ancient Egyptian times.
They might be, you know, like, they might have abilities from the gods. You
maybe
know.
It's before, like, the Library of Alexandria burned, and so they had all this advanced technology.
Yeah, maybe it ties into Minerva. You know, we don't know.
Amy, we are almost done, but you got to walk the floor a little bit. What did you think about the few minutes that you had on the floor? I feel bad. You haven't talked like this whole time except for prostitutes, so.
That's all I had to say. Well, I got to, glance at the booths, which was pretty nice. I went by the Bethesda booth. I saw people playing the VR of Doom Fallout 4, which looked great. Also fun to watch people like looking around holding these sticks.
They look kind of ridiculous.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
There was that Wolfenstein 2.
Yeah.
Looked great, too. Also, the Evil Within 2.
Yeah.
Looked amazing.
Did you see the Wolfenstein like diner that they had set up?
I was staring at that. There was a little bit of line.
Are you guys intentionally calling it Wolfenstein?
Yes.
It's Stein.
Like I'm going to smack
Stein.
You.
Stein. Stein in the car. And you said Stein in the car and you corrected it to Stein.
Well, have you ever seen Young Frankenstein?
It's Frankenstein.
I have.
It's good.
All right. Well,
it's Frankenstein.
That about wraps it up for our E3 coverage. Thank you guys so much for sticking with us, following us on our social media, and listening to all the podcasts. We will be doing a complete recap on Wednesday show. Ivy, you looking at me like you have something to say.
I do.
All right, say it before you burst.
I'll see you guys at Wizard World Sacramento this weekend.
Yes.
And I'll be recording this weekend at the secret location of Video Game Bang. Yeah.
It's underground, because if the government knew where we were, we'd get shut down.
Wait, you are going to record in the VGB studio?
Why not?
Are you going to bring the guests? Because I know Aaron really wants...
I'm bringing Amy.
I am the guest. I am the guest.
That's the only guest?
I'm the biggest guest you'll ever have.
Because Aaron...
You two are sisters. It's never been more clear to me than in that very moment.
All right, well, I will definitely be watching. I will be in the chat room during that Saturday show. I don't care where I'm at or what I'm doing. I will pull out the phone because I know Aaron wants to do this show big with having actual guests.
I'll see who else I can get as a guest, because that's three right there. So I'll see who else we can get from the con. I can't get any celeb guests, though, because I think it'd be kind of creepy where if they're like, oh, yeah, sure. I'll go in this van down by the river and record with you.
Well, it's at my house, like, and I don't live in a bad neighborhood.
I don't know about walking in this bungalow.
Well, just don't dig too deep.
Don't check his GTA.
Don't be afraid to go too low.
Is there a way to clear those records, by the way?
No, there's actually no way to clear it.
We're going
to
Google it after the
actually,
show.
Actually, we'll check your Fable 3 STDs.
Joke's on you, because I never played Fable 3. All right, guys. Thank you guys for listening, and we will see you guys next week.